Let's see. If I said, "Are you tired?" you might say, "No."
Yes, I am.
Or you could.
I'm not tired.
Okay, friend. You might say, "I don't do that, but he
does."
And I always behave myself, but he
doesn't.
Now, will you put a word into these sentences for me? I thought you what coming with us?
I thought you were coming.
And we what going to town when it started to rain?
We are going to town.
Once again, we what going to town when it started to rain?
We were going to town.
If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, "Yes, there are what a lot of things I do." Yes?
There are a lot of things I do.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you've grown, I might ask you, "What color
are the roses?"
And the answer might be, "The roses
are different colors."
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, "No, I
have not done."
If I said, "Was yesterday a bad day?" you might say, "No, it
wasn't."
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, "He what do that?"
He shouldn't do that.
If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, "Well, yeah,
I'll try."
Okay. Would you ever use the expression, "Mike can do it" or "a Mike could do it"?
Sometimes, yes.
Now, when would you use that?
Mike can do it.
Uh-huh.
Well, a little time for me if the question is asked right.
You mean, well, like if... What would this fit if somebody asked you to do it and you weren't sure whether you're going to be able to or not?
I said, "Well, probably I can. I'm not too sure."
Uh-huh. Okay. What's another way to say came close to doing something? You could say, "I slipped and I didn't quite fall down, but I
almost fell."
Now, in this part, for each question, there'll be one particular word that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
Somebody moved into a house in 1960. And you could say, "He moved in 1960 and he's still living there. He's lived there ever
since."
On December the 25th, you can say, "Happy Christmas" or
"Merry Christmas."
A sausage or a weenie in a roll is called a
hamburger. What'd you say?
A sausage or a weenie in a row, the long thin one. With ketchup and mustard and...
Hot dog.
Right. Jesus' mother was named...
Mary.
Our first president was George...
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get...
married.
After a man caught cold, his voice got like this. He said he got very
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to somebody, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a
ride.
Before people had cars, a person might go saddle up his
horse.
The parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
You strike a match to start a
fire.
The soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is called
soot.
Milk comes from a
cow.
If somebody is running a store and he wants to buy a whole lot of something so he can get a better price on it, you could say he bought it wholesale, or he bought it in quantity, or he bought it in...
Wholesale.
Yeah, there's another term that I don't really know exactly how to ask this. The word that I'm interested in is bulk, buying something in bulk.
Bulk?
Yeah. A person's parents are his who and his who.
Again.
A person's parents are his
mother and father.
Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are
birds.
The opposite of black is
white.